这影片呢是我们教会今年主题的一个短片，告诉大家说我们教会今年的主题是丰盛生命。
This video shows the theme of our year, this year, which is the theme is flourishing life.
今天我讲到的经文是取自罗马书第十五章十三节。
Today the text for my sermon is from Romans chapter 15 verse 13.
请听我来念这段的经文。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐、平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么再次祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们再次的向你献上感恩，感谢你在新的一年的开始也让我们弟兄姐妹们能够聚在一起来向你献上敬拜和赞美。我们也感谢你透过圣经话语的教导使我们能够得到这个帮助，我们如此的感恩祈求奉我们主耶稣宝贵圣名求的，阿们。再次的祝贺大家农历新年阖家安康，主恩满意。
Happy New Year to all of you, wishing you and all your family health and wellness and God's abundant grace with you all.
我相信在这几天，大家都可以透过可能 WhatsApp 还是说 Instagram、脸书或者是微信的方式发出或者收到很多关于这个新年的祝贺词或者是图像。
Over the past few days, most of us would have sent or received many New Year greetings and images through WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, and WeChat.
当我们彼此去祝贺对方，就是希望说对方能够在生活中得到祝福、喜乐、平安、健康，甚至财富等等。
We send this kind of well wishes to each other because we wish the other party to receive in life.Blessings, joy, peace, health, and wealth.
然而，当我们去回顾，再去看过去的两年，我们心里想要得到的祝福或者是期盼，在现实生活中又好像都很难被一一的实现，几乎好像也看不到什么希望。
However, looking back on the past 2 years, the blessings and expectations that we so desired would seemToo difficult to actualize, and even perhaps with no hope in sight.
就好像无法像南宋爱国诗人陆游在他所写的《游山西春》这个七言律诗里面出现的这样一个惊喜。
If some of us may say, "Hey, we are not able to exclaim like this, Lu Yu, this South Song Dynasty poet, the way that he expresses about having a way out."
就如他在诗中所写的两行。山重水复疑无路，柳暗花明又一村的那种的惊喜感。
This poet, he said he was surprised. He said, after endless mountains and rivers that leave doubt whether there is a path out, suddenly one encounters the shade of a willow, bright flowers, and a lovely village looms.
他的意思是说，就是在出路好像难以寻找到的时候，突然间呢，眼前呢被发现了一个前为所见的一个新天地。他的比喻是说，在绝境中呢，看见了希望和转机，让人受到这个鼓励。
And so the meaning is that when it is hard to find a solution, we are surprised by a sudden new world that appears. And the metaphor gives us hope and sees a turning point amid our desperate situations. It is indeed very encouraging.
新加坡这近几年呢，都有举办这个自述一年的飘旋的活动。
Every year, Singapore will organize this activity to vote for the word of the year.
过去呢，2021年也不例外。
2021 is no exception.
在去年的十二月份呢，民众透过票选的方式选出了一个代表2021年的字。
Last December, the people voted for a word to represent 2021.
请问大家知道是哪一个字是成为了2021年的代表的字吗？
Do you know what word is this is to represent 2021?
哪一个字？你如果你选的话，哪一个字是你说是2011年的代表
？Which of this word will you choose to represent 2021?
最后出来的那个结果呢，是这个盼字得到最高的这个选票。
And the word chosen was hope.
而有趣的是，邻国马来西亚他们也是举行这样一个票选活动，他们得到的一个字也是盼字。
Interestingly, the people of our neighboring Malaysia, they also had this activity and they also chose the word hope.
所以可见盼这个字呢，反映出现今人们心里的那种的渴慕或者是期盼。
Clearly, hope reflects our heartfelt desires and expectations of one and all.
比如说，盼望疫情赶快的消失，盼望经济能够赶快的好转，盼望生活能够赶快恢复正常，盼望说不用长时间的去戴口罩去上学或者是工作等。
We hope that the pandemic will end soon. We hope that the economy will return to a better soon. We hope that life will return to normalcy. We hope that we no longer need to wear a mask to go for school or to go to work.
在圣经里呢，也有不少关于这个盼望的这个教导。
The Bible also has many teachings about hope.
这样究竟从信仰的角度去叙述关于盼望的意涵是什么呢？
From the narrative perspective of Christian faith, what is the meaning of hope?
它又给予我们哪一些的这个帮助？
What unique help can hope or the Bible offers us?
今天呢，我选用罗马书十五章十三节作为讲到的主要经文。
I've chosen Romans 15 verse 13 as the main text of my sermon this morning.
经文说，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
从经文中，我们看见以信仰的这个神学角度呢，作为对这个盼望的认知和这个基础的诠释，是跟一般非信徒呢的理解呢，会有些的差异。
To understand hope from the perspective and the foundation of Christian theology, Christian faith, will be different, very different from how non-believers may see hope.
首先呢，经文一开始就告诉读者们说，上帝呢是为什么呢？使人有盼望的神。
First, the text starts by proclaiming to readers that God is a God who gives hope.
而且他是一位赐盼望给人的神。
And God is the source who gives hope to mankind.
而我们呢，也将这个盼望呢的基础建立在从上帝而来的未来的应许以及他的信实上。
And the basis of our hope is built or established upon the future promises from God as well as upon God's faithfulness.
我们的盼望并非建立在人世间过去的经验上。
Our hope is not built on experiences of humanity.
所以这样的话呢，就能显示出呢，盼望跟这个预测是有不同之处。
In this way, you see there is a significant difference between hope and prediction.
盼望呢，这思维呢，就是从未来看现在跟过去。
Hope is when one views the present and the past from the perspective of the future.
预测的思维呢，是从过去看现在和未来。
Prediction is when one views the present and future from the perspective of the past.
预测呢，是人可以借助过去的数据、经验呢，去计算和评估、推测将可能发生的事。
To predict means that people can use past data, past experiences to calculate and to make an assessment of what may happen in future.
比如说疫情的持续发生呢，可能会带来哪些的冲击和造成的影响。
For example, what impact the pandemic may bring if it carries on?
而盼望呢，则不是人可以计算的。盼望呢，是一种选择，相信、信赖上帝，然后交托在上帝的手中。
Hope, however, is not something that can be humanly calculated. Hope is a choice.To trust in God and to entrust all things to God.
不论疫情影响如何的糟糕，仍然相信有他的同在和眷顾。
No matter the impact of the pandemic, how bad it may go, one still trusts that God is present with us and that He cares.
所以, 因着我们将盼望呢, 建立在这个从上帝而来的未来应许, 而非建立在人世间过去的经验上呢, 所以盼望是一种向远方观看的这个动作。
And because we base our hope on the future promises that comes from God, and not on the past experiences of the world and humanity, therefore, hope is an act of looking into the far distance.
它也是一种向未来观看、向前看的一个思维的方法。
In a sense, it's about looking into the future or a forward-looking way of thinking.
因此呢, 人的盼望和上帝的信实呢, 他们之间就出现了不断的这个互动和交织。
And so there is a constant active interaction between man's hope and God's promises.
从圣经中呢, 我们可以常常看到这一种的互动性。
We often see this kind of interactivity in the Bible.
比如说出埃及、进迦南、归回、弥赛亚、复活、新创造跟主再来。
For example, the Exodus, the entry to Canaan, returning, the Messiah, the resurrection, the new creation, and the second coming of Christ.
从这些事件中，我们看见上帝给予应许，然后实现，然后再给新应许，然后新实现，然后再给新兴的应许，然后新兴实现。
From these events, we see that God will give the promise, there's a fulfillment, and then there's a new promises and new fulfillments, and latest promises and latest fulfillments.
就让我一个个去讲。
I will narrate all this.
第一个，当以色列人他们在埃及因着做这个苦工呢，就哀息去哀求，然后呢，上帝听见他们的哀声，就纪念他跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
First, the Exodus, when the Israelites groaned and cried out to God because of their hardships in Egypt, God heard their cry and remembered the covenant He made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
上帝应许就说领他们出埃及。 他们也盼望出埃及，最后呢，经过各种的艰难，比如说将这个红海分开，让他们逃过法老王的追杀等，出埃及的这个应许呢被实现了。God
promised to bring them out of Egypt. It is their hope to get out of Egypt. And finally, after many difficulties, such as parting the Red Sea to escape the Pharaoh's killing, the promise of the Exodus was fulfilled.
这一切所成就的，在人的经验看，真的是很困难。 可是呢,
All this seems impossible to accomplish in the experiences of humanity, yet God surprises them.
然后呢, 出埃及后,
Second promise was the entry into Canaan.
然后他们有新盼望就产生了,
and they were given a new promise to enter the land of Canaan.
最后我们也看见经过了旷野的这个艰难的漂流的生活和跟迦南地其他这个族人的作战呢，至于进入迦南应许地的实现又实现了。And
finally, after living through the hardships of the wilderness and many wars with other Canaanite tribes, the promise of entering the promised land of Canaan was fulfilled.
这一切所成就的 在当时的以色列人或是现在的人来看的话是很困难的，可是呢，上帝却带给他们惊喜。
All this seems impossible to accomplish in the experiences of humanity, yet God surprises them.
后来以色列人建立了王国，但是最后被打败王国，被掳到了亚述巴比伦。
And later the Israelites established a kingdom, but the kingdom was later defeated. And the people were taken captives to Assyria and Babylon.
因着上帝的应许的信实呢，给予他们的这个新的归回应许呢，他们又有新的盼望产生。
Out of God's faithfulness, He again gave the people a new promise of restoration and return.
呀，回到了这个耶路撒冷，所以我们看见他们经过了各种的艰难，这个盼望终于最后也被应许了，实现了。
So the people had a new hope to return to Jerusalem. And finally, after all kinds of hardships, this hope also came true.
在旧约的先知中的很多的信息里面，发展出对一个独特的应许呢，就是弥赛亚的这个盼望的应许。
In the message of the Old Testament prophetic books, The most unique promise developed is this messianic hope.
这独特的应许呢, 经过了不同的朝代和漫长的年代, 在人的经验看来说, 哎呀, 几乎好像不存在有任何的希望的时候呢, 弥赛亚的这个盼望, 最后呢, 应验在耶稣基督的这个身上。
This unique promise in the Messiah has passed through different dynasties and different era. And when it all seemed that hope has vanished in the experiences of humanity, the Messiah hope was finally fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
直到耶稣基督的复活，他开始了这个新的创造， 在诸多的应许和实现交替出现的过程呢， 上帝呢又再次的给予新的应许， 就是信靠他的人呢， 可以再次有新的盼望的产生， 就是对未来最大的盼望。
And with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, a new creation has begun. Amid the processes of many promises and fulfillments happening, God again gives new promises.
这个盼望呢, 就是在上帝的应许里面呢, 基督会第二次的再来。
And this new promise is that Christ shall return.
我们将来呢, 就得以在天上享受他所赐的永恒生命跟荣耀的国度。
And that in this future, we will enjoy eternal life in the glory of God's kingdom in heaven.
从这个所有的事件当中,
and so from all these events, from the Exodus and now to the second coming of Christ,
我们似乎看到一点就是这一切的成就在人的经验来看哦, 真的是非常困难, 可是呢, 上帝却带给他们惊喜。
We see something. We see that all these things seem so impossible to accomplish by the human experience, and yet God gives surprises.
所以呢, 从这样一个整个圣经的记载和所有的事件的成就里面, 我们看到就是基督教的信仰的盼望呢, 是带有超越和惊喜的力量, 让人经历到被提升的那种的喜悦。
And we see that the hope of the Christian faith, it has the power to transcend and the power to surprise.
在这个上帝所要成就的事里呢, 在时间和环境上, 以及人的经验来看, 好像是极为困难, 甚至是不可能的。
Whatever God wants to accomplish may seem so difficult, if not impossible, in terms of time, circumstances, and human experience.
有些事甚至或许需要数十年, 百年以上才能够成就,
Some things may take decades or centuries to be accomplished.
但是呢, 上帝却带给人惊喜, 因为盼望的根源呢, 是在于上帝, 无法完全用人的经验来诠释的。
But God surprises us because God is the source of hope and we cannot explain fully this hope by human experience.
所以呢, 我们要常常有心理准备, 去预备惊喜的去迎接, 哇, 上帝的应许的这个实现。
And so it is so appropriate for us to prepare ourselves at all times to be pleasantly surprised to receive the fulfillment of God's promises.
这样, 另外一点, 我们就想说, 诶, 若我们在患难中, 我们还没有看到所谓的应许的实现, 这么我们要怎么办呢?
Some of us, we may still be facing current amid tribulations and sufferings, and we do not seem to see any fulfillment of promises from God. What shall we do?
保罗勉励我们说, 要学习忍耐跟等候。
Paul exhorts us, he says, be patient in waiting.
罗马书5章3到4节说, 不但如此, 就是在患难中也要欢欢喜喜的, 因为知道患难生忍耐, 忍耐生老练, 老练生盼望。
Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, character, hope.
罗马书8章25节也这么说, 但我们若盼望那所不见的, 就必忍耐等候。
Romans 8, 25. If we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently.
根据圣经的记载，我们看见上帝给予亚伯拉罕的应许呢，直到他离开世界为止呢，仍然还没有完全见到上帝给予他的应许的实现。
And we see that God's promises to Abraham, it was also not fully fulfilled until, or even after, until Abraham had departed the world.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕仍然去相信上帝呢，说到做到。Amen.
Nevertheless, Abraham continued to believe and to trust in God that God would keep His word.
根据圣经的记载，上帝给予亚伯拉罕的应许呢，最终被实现了。
According to biblical records.God's promise to Abraham was finally fulfilled.
亚伯拉罕对上帝具有信心的生命见证呢，值得我们学习和这个效法。
Abraham's life testimony of his faith in God is exemplary, and we do well to learn from him.
第二，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心。
Second, here it says, as you place faith in Him, God fills your heart with joy and peace.
信在罗马书中的意涵，可以透过希腊文和希伯来文对信的这个诠释呢，作为理解，它是具有两方面的意涵。
In the Epistle of Romans, the meaning of faith can be understood through the Greek and the Hebrew nuances of the word.
希腊文的信呢，用在人方面，至少有涵盖三种的意义，就是信靠、相信和信实。
The Greek word for faith.When used in human terms, covers at least three meanings: trust, believing, faithfulness.
希伯来文的信呢，它是表达信实、忠心，作为真理、安全或保证等的意义。
The Hebrew word for faith expresses faithfulness, fidelity, and this will connote the meaning of truth, security, and assurance.
所以不同的学者对罗马书里的信呢，有不同层面的这个诠释。
Different scholars have different opinions with regard to how faith in Romans should be interpreted.
它可以放在人的层面来叙述人的相信或者是信靠。
From the human perspective, it can describe a person's belief or trust.
它也能够放从上帝的层面来叙述上帝的信实。
From the perspective of God, it describes God's faithfulness.
所以当我们将信的这个意涵综合起来的时候，就可以知道说保罗在这个罗马书使用这个名词信呢，它具有表达出人的相信或信靠和上帝的信实两种的意涵在里面。
When we combine all these meanings of faith, we see that Paul uses the word faith in Romans with the connotations ofthe trust and belief of humanity, as well as the faithfulness of God.
因此，我们再看回保罗在罗马书第十二章到十五章的经文里面，他要强调出的福音的信息。
And so, if you look at Paul's writing in the Romans chapter 12 to 15, the gospel message that he wants to emphasize is this:
因着上帝的应许和信实呢，他差派了这个弥赛亚。也就是他的独生子耶稣基督来拯救人脱离罪被并恢复人跟他的这个关系。
The emphasis is that God by his promise and faithfulness sent the Messiah his only begotten son Jesus Christ to our world to save us from sin and restore our relationship with God.
而对于信靠他的人呢，因着上帝的信实呢，就回应他的这个拯救的行动，而活出对上帝忠心的生活的样式。
So that those who place the faith in Him shall receive God's salvation and be empowered to respond to God's faithfulness by living a life of faithfulness unto God.
就比如说，在第十五章里呢，提到强者跟弱者之间应该如何以爱相待、接纳等。
For example, in chapter 15.How the strong and the weak shall relate to each other in mutual love and mutual acceptance.
所以呢，就是简单来说，上帝以上帝啊，保罗以上帝的信实呢，来阐述这个他差遣独生子进入世界，成为人的样式。
In short, when Paul speaks of the faithfulness of God, it references to God sending His only begotten Son into the world to become man.
一方面呢，去彰显他对以色列人恩怨的信实， 而另一方面呢，也表明借着耶稣基督呢，去成就了应许，拯救所有相信的人，以表达他的信实。
On one hand, to demonstrate God's faithfulness in His covenant with Israel. On the other hand, to show that Jesus Christ has fulfilled that promise to save all who believe in Him as an expression of God's faithfulness.
所以这一切的成就呢，都是出于上帝的这个应许、信实和他怜悯的心。
All this came about out of the promise, the faithfulness, and the mercy of God.
并借着圣灵的这个大能呢，在我们里面，使我们具有信、盼望、喜乐、平安的力量。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit in us, in order that we may have the strength to have faith, hope, joy, and peace.
我们都知道，就是说，单靠自己的力量是没有办法做到的。但是，信靠上帝的人，在面对困境或者逼迫时，当感到软弱无力的时候，甚至感到说无助的时候呢，却不会绝望，因为我们在软弱里呢，有圣灵帮助。
And we are aware that we cannot do this by human strength. At times, those who trust in God may still feel weak and powerless in face of persecution or adversity. At times, we may still feel helpless, but we are never hopeless because the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses.
因此，在跟随上帝的道路上呢，我们要常常有这个心理的这个准备。去预备惊喜的来去迎接上帝的这个应许呢，借着圣灵的这个大能，过一个喜乐、平安和充满盼望的生活。
And so in our journey of following God, we do well to be prepared all times to be surprised by God and to receive His promises, such that in the power of the Holy Spirit, we may live a life of joy, peace, and hope.
基督徒的盼望呢？也可以被形容如同这个锚。
The Christian hope can be described as an anchor.
当这个锚呢被抛入海里的时候，沉到了海底呢，勾住东西的时候呢，船就可以稳住。
When the anchor is put into the ocean and sinks to the bottom of the sea and is hooked firmly onto something, the ship is steady.
我们盼望的锚呢，所勾住抓紧的呢，是上帝的应许和他的信实。
Our anchor of hope is hooked onto God's promises and His faithfulness.
所以，当我们遭遇生活逆境或者是人生的暴风雨的时候呢，我们这个盼望的锚呢，可以将我们稳住。
As such, when we encounter the adversities and storms in life, this anchor of our hope can stabilize us.
无论暴风狂风暴雨怎么样的去吹打呢，船都能够坚稳的停靠在一处。
No matter that the storms in our lives seem unceasing, the ship shall firmly anchored in one place.
曾经有句话如此形容上帝所赐的平安。
There's a saying to describe the peace of God.
他这么说，上帝所赐的平安。
The peace of God.
不是风雨后的平静，而是风雨中的坚定。
The peace of God is not the calm after the storm, but the firmness in the storm.
所以在这个新的一年里面
And so in the new year,
我们可能很快就过完了这个农历新年
Soon we will have completed our new year.
我们仍然要面对各种生活上的挑战考验或者是困境等等
We shall continue to face life's challenges, trials, dilemmas.
盼望能够透过今天的这个信息呢，能够帮助你跟我有不一样的心态和力量去应对
May today's message help us to respond to these challenges with transformed attitude and transformed strength.
但愿我们知道上帝是一位使人有盼望的神。
May we know that God is a God who gives hope.
而我们呢，也将盼望的基础建立在相信、信靠上帝的应许跟他的信实上。
And to anchor our hope on believing and trusting in God's promises and in God's faithfulness.
借着这个圣灵大能的帮助呢，我们能够以这个充满喜乐平安的心呢，去应对一切。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we face everything with joy and peace.
并且呢，我们能够以惊喜的心去领受上帝将要赐给我们的祝福和他应许的这个实现。
And we look forward to be surprised by God's blessings and God's fulfilling of His promises.
所谓的惊喜就是说出乎你的意料之外，突然间你好像感受到上帝给你的这个祝福临到你的身上。
Surprises mean something that's out of expectation and it's sudden and it's a blessing that blesses you.
我相信我们在座的弟兄姐妹也有过这样的一个经验。
I'm sure you have experienced this before.
你会突然间惊喜的你受到上帝的祝福，然后你向他献上这个感恩。
And you were sudden surprised by God's blessing and you give thanks to him.
祝福我们在未来日子里面都能够时常有这样一个惊喜出现在我们的生活里。
May you always be enriched by these surprises of by God.
Amen.
Amen.
那么去祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你，透过这个圣经的事件的发生和看见你所成就的一切，我们心里要献上感恩。因为看见你所给的应许使我们有这个盼望，我们也看到这个盼望最终也被实现了，因着你的信实和你的怜悯，我们向感恩。在未来的生活里面，我们要面对生活上各种的这个挑战或是各种的那个需要应对的这个事情，求你继续帮助我们，使我们能够有这个力量和这个充满这个盼望。因为我们知道你是赐盼望的神，使我们能够以这个喜乐平安的心去应对一切，并借着圣灵的大能，使我们能够持守在你的信仰的道路上。我们如此的感恩祷告，叫多奉我们主耶稣宝贵圣名求的，阿门。